Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Fears over the impact of the coronavirus on the global economy reared their head again on Monday, sending global markets sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrials and S&P 500 each fell by more than 3%. How should investors approach a volatile market to protect their holdings?
The key is to have the discipline to maintain your strategy. Whatever that strategy is, you have to do it. You need to make up the rules of your strategy before you actually need to use them when you're calm. In situations like this, a lot of investors are almost in a panic state. And generally when we're panicked, we don't make very good decisions.
That's Beacon Capital Management President Chris Cook. He'll explain how investors can protect their holdings in the face of market volatility. That's next. The coronavirus epidemic has curtailed Chinese manufacturing, exports, and consumption this year. And since factories worldwide depend on a supply chain tethered to China, it's threatening to dampen global growth. Officials and economists are warning that an extended Chinese shutdown could cost the world up to $1 trillion in lost output. That has sent global markets into wild swings, with investors dropping stocks in tech, aviation, and oil, and piling into havens like government bonds and gold. But is that the best way to protect holdings? Let's bring in Chris Cook. He's president of investment advisory firm Beacon Capital Management for some answers. So, Chris, when the markets swing hard like they've done, the fear factor plays a role in investors' decisions. And for investors in this market, what's the best rule of thumb to protect their assets?
The first way to protect assets is through diversification. That's always our go-to. You know, in our particular case, we like to spread assets across all market sectors. We divide the market into 11 sectors, and we allocate evenly across there. So we don't try to make bets on a particular sector like technology or healthcare or financials, something along those lines. And with some luck, the sectors in this particular market, like utilities and real estate, that don't have much exposure to China or any overseas markets for that matter, will help protect that portfolio.
Now, you mentioned the 11 sectors that that you're putting money in. Are there sectors that you would avoid during this stretch of time?
Generally, I don't try to avoid any particular sector. I do like full diversification across the market at almost all times. If you are a particular investor that really wants to try to avoid something at this particular time, then I would probably avoid sectors like technology because they have high valuations to start with. They've been on a pretty big run, and they have large exposure to China. So it's very difficult for them to avoid the outbreak right now. And in China, you have large population centers that are effectively shut down completely. So that's going to affect their supply chains.
How would you advise somebody who wants to put fresh cash to work in this market?
Right now, if they're set on investing the money right now today, I would do exactly that. I would allocate those funds across those 11 sectors evenly. We don't know what the market's going to do in the next week or 2 weeks or a month. So diversification is still the first rule of thumb. But I would also apply a stop loss to the portfolio for current investors as well as those putting in new money.
What is a stop loss?
If the portfolio drops by a certain percent, and you have to figure out what your risk tolerance is. For most clients out there, it's somewhere around that 10% mark. So if that portfolio is dropped by 10%, we will trigger that stop and we will go to safe assets like a lot of the market is today. They're all going to treasuries primarily today. So the bond markets are doing well. That's a place to go hide. When the markets drop 10%, there's roughly a 50-50 chance that it will turn into a bear market.
And setting up that stop loss is what somebody would set up with their financial planner or perhaps with a retail investment company that they're working with?
Yeah, exactly. If you have a financial advisor, you'll want to sit down and talk to them and figure out what that stop should be for you and your particular risk tolerance. And if you're doing it yourself with a discount broker out there, you can monitor the value yourself on a daily basis and can process those trades. A lot of people are investing these days in ETFs, so they're very easy to trade in the middle of the day.
You know, there's so much uncertainty here because of the outbreak and the scope of the outbreak of the coronavirus. changes and grows on a day-by-day basis. And you mentioned companies' exposure to China. Seems like people should also be aware of a company's exposure to nations other than China as well.
The most important thing that you're going to have to keep in mind is that you're not going to be able to avoid your exposure. Almost every company is going to have some kind of international exposure these days. Diversification that we talked about, the closest thing you're going to get to that is with those utilities and real estate.
You know, we've seen global events send the markets on wild swings before. The SARS outbreak in the last decade, but also political change and economic change. What do you see that's different about this stretch of time?
The thing that's making this complicated is the market's been on a big run. So valuations were pretty stretched on the market to start with, and it wouldn't take a lot to make investors nervous today. So the coronavirus is the topic of today, but we're also in election season, and that is creating some uncertainty as well.
Sounds like a lot of the advice you're giving to people could apply to any day of the year. It's sort of like having a peace of mind and some common sense when it comes to putting your money at risk.
The rules really don't change. In fact, we invest the same way every day of the year, as you mentioned. So that's why we do invest like that. We can't predict when these things are going to happen. So you have to have that strategy in place before you need it. It's kind of like insurance. You're going to have it in place because you don't know when you're going to need it.
And what do you tell clients who sometimes fall too much in love with an investment and they have to have someone give them a reminder to have a sense of self-discipline when it comes to the moment has come to, and you got to sell?
I always tell investors, don't get sentimental when it comes to stocks. When you hit those stop points where you need to protect yourself, you have to sell them.
So even with the markets sharply going up and sharply going down, the idea of investing for the long run, does that still apply today?
It does. For the vast majority of people, you're going to want to invest for longer periods of time. We really are not able to predict what's going to happen today or tomorrow or even the next few months. So long-term perspective is always a good thing. And the key is to have the discipline to maintain your strategy. Whatever that strategy is, you have to do it. You need to make up the rules of your strategy before you actually need to use them when you're calm. In situations like this, a lot of investors are almost in a panic state. And generally when we're panicked, we don't make very good decisions.
All right. That's Chris Cook, president of Beacon Capital Management. Chris, thanks for coming on the show.
Great. Talk to you soon.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.